Welcome to Impact, the Conservation Photography Podcast. I'm your host, Jamie Heimbuch. And if you are a visual storyteller with a love for all things wild, then you're in the right place. From conservation to creativity, from business to marketing, and everything in between, this podcast is for you, the conservation visual storyteller who is ready to make an impact. Let's dive in. Hey there, and welcome back to another episode of Impact, the Conservation Photography Podcast. Now, today for this episode, I want to delve into the world of owl photography. I have been more than a little obsessed with owl photography as of late, not necessarily because I have been out photographing them, though I want to change that very much soon, but for a few specific reasons, one of which will directly benefit you. I'm going to tell you all about that in a moment. But I've kind of been curious about owls and really intrigued by them for a long time. Back in the day when I was an editor and a writer with treehugger.com, I used to write these fun kind of dives into a certain species or like a family of animals. In fact, I did this whole series called Nature Blows My Mind, where I would pick an animal or something really interesting and just kind of take a dive into that. And I'm never going to forget when I chose to do a write-up about cool facts about owls. Because, you know, when you do these things, you get to spend your whole day basically researching and figuring out what it is that you want to say, like the most interesting things about these animals. And so I took this deep dive into really interesting facts about owls. And I swear my whole perspective on them shifted when I learned about their massive eyes that are so big that they can't even rotate them in the eye socket, which is why they can rotate their neck so far. They have to turn their whole head in order to change like where they're looking. And so they've got this incredible ability to turn their head. They have, not all species, but many species have asymmetrical ears, which help them to better pinpoint the location of something that's making sound, which makes them more accurate when they're hunting. Many species have a disc shape to their face with feathers that essentially create this disc shape that helps to funnel sound into those ears. And as for the feathers themselves, they are evolved in amazing ways to be able to have very, very quiet flight. I mean, I could go on and on and on, but I still have this very vivid visual memory of sitting at my laptop that day, reading all about owls as much as I could gather up, and my mind was blown. Like the title of that series was really accurate. Anyway, what is also so amazing about owls is that each species has its own unique charm and presents its own set of challenges when it comes to photographing them. They have an elusive nature. Many of them have nocturnal habits. They have these strikingly expressive features, and it all makes them an incredibly intriguing subject to capture in photography. You know, in different cultures, owls symbolize wisdom or mystery or transition. As predators, they play this really important role in ecosystems in which they live. And in fact, they have the ability to completely shift an ecosystem balance. Like even here in the Pacific Northwest, researchers are studying how the barred owls that have arrived here in the Pacific Northwest after having kind of naturally migrated this way, they can easily outcompete the endangered northern spotted owl and may also be outcompeting the California spotted owl. And as they do that, as a species that has a broader diet, they may actually be completely shifting the balance of the forest ecosystem. It's a pretty big deal. And as photographers, we have this opportunity to portray these incredible creatures in all these amazing aspects of their lives. So telling the story of these impressive abilities, and for so many species, their kind of fragile perch on a continued existence, there's so much that we can document about these amazing owls. But let's be honest here. Photographing owls is not an easy task. In fact, photographing owls requires a huge amount of patience. It requires a really keen understanding of their behavior. And yes, even maybe having the ability to adapt to their nocturnal schedules and photographing in the night. Now, these birds are masters of camouflage. They often blend in completely seamlessly with their surroundings. It is really amazing to spot an owl out next to a tree and to realize how perfectly they can blend in with the bark of that tree. Spotting them in the wild, in fact, can feel like looking for a needle in a haystack because of that incredible camouflage ability. But oh my gosh, the joy when you finally spot one perched silently on a tree branch. I remember walking in the woods that's right behind my house with my dog one day, and out of the corner of my eye, I saw this movement, this kind of swoosh. And the first thing that I thought was, oh, maybe it's a crow or something. And as I turned my head, I realized that that soaring pattern was definitely not crow-like. It was very raptor-like. And an owl had soared from one branch and landed on another and just perched there. And we stood there watching each other. It was such an incredible experience. Of course, I did not have my camera, but hey, what are you going to do? But I guess just enjoy that moment. Now, I'm pretty sure, I'm not 100% because I didn't have my binoculars, but I'm pretty sure that that was a great horned owl, which we have quite a few of in the area. We also have barred owls. I have heard northern pygmy owls. There's such a diversity. And in fact, let's talk about some different species of owls. There are around 260 species of owls worldwide, each with its own unique characteristics. The barred owl, which I've talked about with these soulful brown eyes and this impressive kind of aggressiveness to it. There's the great gray owl, which is for so many photographers, a species that we just aspire to be able to photograph. It is this majestic species, this elegant figure that when you see it against a winter landscape is just kind of awe-inspiring. There's the barn owl, which is all over the world. It's this very common, familiar species, but you can't mistake it for anything else, right? It has that gorgeous heart-shaped face and that crazy, eerie screech. Each species of owl offers a unique narrative about its life, like a unique way that you can approach photographing it, telling its story, really documenting how it thrives in an ecosystem. You can really get into very interesting and unique photo stories when you zoom in on specific species. And here's the thing with owls, though, because they are tough to find, understanding their behavioral patterns is really crucial to being able to photograph them. You know, some owls are strictly nocturnal, while others can be spotted hunting during twilight hours or even midday. Their feeding and their breeding seasons vary, and really digging into these various details of specific owl species that you want to focus on will significantly increase your chances of actually capturing compelling images. Knowing these details can also help you plan out your shots so that you can get great images without actually changing their natural behavior. And this is huge in owl photography. There is so much bad behavior out there. Photographers who use baiting to get images of owls hunting, which can have really horrible consequences for the owl, all because those photographers don't have the patience to just let an owl go about its business, or the patience to actually study an owl and then spend time out there watching it to be able to understand what it's doing, predict its behavior, and get shots that way. But ultimately, it's incredibly worth it to have that patience. There is absolutely more satisfaction in the images that you make when you let the owl be and just document its behavior. I remember being in Nome, Alaska with a buddy of mine, and we were driving down a road and saw a short-eared owl hunting. It was working this field. And we realized that it was going back and forth over this field, which is a hunting behavior of short-eared owls. They'll work a field back and forth hunting for voles and prey. So what we did was we drove way off to the other side of the field and we waited. And soon enough, the owl flew straight to us and we could photograph it that whole time. And when it passed us, we knew, hey, it's going to circle back. So we drove off to the other end of the field and we waited. And soon enough, it flew right to us again. And we probably did that four or five times, watching the owl hunt and getting those awesome shots that I was so excited to share and never disrupting its hunting in the process. And that is so important to think about. Like, if you disrupt an owl while it's hunting, you just deprived it of a meal. And that can literally mean life and death for an animal. So understanding what an owl's behavior is and how to be able to photograph that without actually interrupting it makes you a pretty amazing photographer. And I'll tell you, as a photo editor, some of the hardest stories to edit are about owls, because of those very, very common bad practices, like we have to really research how images were created so that we can choose only those images that were created ethically, that actually had the owl and its life and livelihood in mind as that image was being crafted. Now, if you want to learn how to ethically create images of owls and be competitive in this field because of that ethical approach, because more and more editors are really focused on only sourcing ethically made photos, then I've got a great resource for you. And I'm going to tell you all about it in just a moment. But first, let's talk a bit about the technical aspects of creating those compelling shots. Now, often you're seeing owls in low light conditions, and that calls for slower shutter speeds, higher ISO settings, wide apertures. You're often going to find yourself pushing your gear to its limits. But I want to encourage you, don't let that deter you from trying your hand at owl photography. In fact, with today's camera technology and the incredible software that's available, you can absolutely push the limits of the gear that you have and still come away with some pretty great shots. So I don't want you to feel like you can't even try your hand at owl photography just because you don't have the best gear on the market. There is a ton of possibility. In fact, I remember walking in a park. This was back when I was very first getting started in wildlife photography, and I was so excited to walk around in a park and just see what I could see. And I came across this other photographer. And I will never forget what she said. She stopped to chat because she noticed my camera gear. I had a telephoto lens with me. And she's chatting with me about the wildlife that's there. And she told me that there's owls living there in the park. But she's like, we'll never get photos because owls only come out at night and you can't photograph at night. And I'll just be blunt. I thought that was one of the dumbest things that ever came out of a photographer's mouth. First of all, because there's literally hundreds of thousands of photos of owls. How do you think that those photos were made? Like, obviously, you can photograph owls, but more importantly, what a limiting mindset to have. Like, what a limiting way to think about your wildlife photography. Like, oh, there's species that I'll never be able to photograph because of when they come out. Rather, I'd like to think about, oh, there's a species that comes out in the evening or at dusky times. I wonder how I'll be able to photograph that species with the gear that I have. Fact is, with practice, with persistence, with knowledge of owl natural history, you can absolutely master the art of shooting these audience-wowing owl portraits, even under challenging conditions, and you can do it ethically. Now, if you are feeling very intrigued by owl photography, as I am, then I have something that is really going to help you out. On our website, conservationvisuals.com, we have put together a comprehensive guide on owl photography. The author is Nancy Crowell. She is an incredible professional conservation photographer with a ton of owl photography experience under her belt. And this guide is designed to equip you with the knowledge and the skills to embark on your own owl photography adventure. I think of every outing where owls are the target species as a grand adventure because they are such an exciting challenge and so deeply gratifying to be able to get clear shots of. This guide is packed with everything that you need to know to get started, from advice on how to find owls to photograph, techniques to use to capture images, including camera settings to try. Because as I mentioned, you may be needing to push your cameras to the limits. And so these camera settings can help you get the best possible shots. It offers tips on ethical wildlife photography practices. So if you're not 100% sure around, well, what is ethical? This guide will walk you through what some of those do's and don'ts are, because respecting our subjects and their habitats is just as important as capturing a great shot. And this guide even has advice on how to share your images on social media and why being really thoughtful about how you share owl photography on social media is so important. So head over to conservationvisuals.com/owls and check out the guide. I think that you will absolutely love it. It is one of the big reasons why I'm feeling all hyped up about owl photography. Another reason I will say why I'm feeling extra stoked is because after I edited this article and got it up on the website, my partner Nick and I went to Eugene, Oregon for kind of just a weekend getaway. And there is a raptor center there, the Cascades Raptor Center. It's this really cool wildlife rehab center and nature center. And I'd never been there before, but it focuses on raptor species. And they have, I think it's like 50 different species of raptor there. And of course, they had so many different species of owl there, these ambassador animals that couldn't be re-released into the wild. some of the owls were just, oh my gosh, there was a 3-month-old Eastern screech owl that was the cutest little floofy guy. It was so adorable. They had this enormous, very elegant Eurasian eagle owl. It was something I've never seen in person before. And to be able to see it so close was pretty amazing. There's a snowy owl there, and I had just gotten done helping to edit a photo story on snowies, and ethical photography played massively in creating that. So to be able to see a snowy owl in person was so cool. It was amazing. I left the Raptor Center feeling really excited. We ended up going to a used bookstore, which I didn't know about. It's this epic used bookstore. It's a couple of stories. It's huge. And I thought, hey, if there is something about owls in here, I really want to find it. I was craving a natural history book specific to owls. And it turns out that just like the week prior, they got in a book called What an Owl Knows by Jennifer Ackerman. And what's really funny is I had been hunting all through the natural history section, the ecology section, the field guides, everything that they had on birds, and I couldn't find anything like what I wanted. And I figured that I would give up and go meet Nick, who was off in some other section of this used bookstore. I think we'd already been there about an hour. And as I walked out of that section, sitting on a bookcase was a single copy of What an Owl Knows. And I was like, oh my gosh, perfect. So I grabbed it and started to go through it. I'm picking it up right now. It's on my desk. I'm about halfway through it right now. So I started to go through it when we got home and realized there are some awesome conservation photographers whose photos are in here, including Melissa Grew, who is a name that is probably familiar to you if you know about conservation photography and owls. Her work has probably popped up. I also was thrilled to death to see that one of the conservation organizations that I worked with when I first got started in conservation photography, they're now called Rogue Detection Teams. They're in this book. They were interviewed for their owl work that they had done with dogs that sniff out scat and animal remains and other things to be able to collect data for science. And so they were in here, and it's a fantastic book. In fact, I'm going to go into the guide and link it in the guide as well. So if you want to go to conservationvisuals.com/owls, you'll get everything you need to know to get started photographing them. And you will find this book, What an Owl Knows, so you can pick it up and learn all about owl natural history. It is fascinating. I'm loving it. Okay, now I have waxed on and on about owl photography, so I will wrap this up by saying, in owl photography, just as in life, patience is key. So keep your camera ready, study up on your species, and you will get that perfect shot. And when you do, savor that moment. It is a testament to your perseverance and your passion for nature photography, and it's going to feel absolutely wonderful. I hope that this has been really helpful. Remember to head over to conservationvisuals.com/owls to read all about how to photograph them. And I hope that you are feeling inspired and eager to explore this magical world of owl photography. Now, meanwhile, I'll talk to you again next week. Thank you so much for listening to the very end of this episode, and I want to give you a reward for the attention and the dedication that you just showed. I have made something extra special for you. It is a 45-second quiz that reveals your unique personality as a visual storyteller. See, as photographers and filmmakers, we all have our own unique creative strengths as well as some weaknesses to be aware of. And this quiz will not only reveal your creative super strengths, but also provide you with a customized action plan to put those strengths into action. You can head to jamieh.com/quiz to find out your unique storyteller personality. That's jamieh.com/quiz. I hope that you have so much fun learning about the unique personality that you bring to your storytelling.